on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
Think about the job in front of the newly elected leader of the ALP here. You've got thousands of people around the state that once voted for your party and now vote for someone else. By most measures, the party less relevant in each election that passes. And as I mentioned earlier, where concerns might be different, and let's face it, most of our concerns are similar wherever you live in Tasmania, but where they might be different between, say, those of you listening in Braddon and those of you listening in Clark this morning, the party's struggling for relevance in both. And then there's the internal issues, which we'll discuss with David O'Byrne in just a moment. Last night, he was elected to the leadership of the State Labor Party, a long-held ambition. Now he's got the responsibility of convincing Tasmanians his party should form the government in 4 years' time. David O'Byrne, good morning to you and congratulations.
Morning, Leon, and thanks very much.
Thanks for coming into the studio this morning. We appreciate it. It's a difficult gig. Why do you want it?
Well, anything important is never easy. I've put my hand up at this point in time for the Labor Party because I think I've got the capability to bring the party together. Your intro outlined some of our electoral challenges over the last three or four elections. They are not insignificant. There's a lot of work to be done, and I believe I can bring people together, build that unity inside the Labor Party, but also build relationships with every corner of Tasmania. Labor, historically in Tasmania, has had a very strong and trusting relationship with the Tasmanian community. That needs to be rebuilt. That needs work, and I believe I'm able to do that because it's important. It's important that we do this for the people of Tasmania.
You clearly have a huge job in front of you. Your party's unpopular in the electorate and seemingly unpopular with party elders who have been filling the opinion pages of papers around the state with advice for you about what to do next. Where are you going to start?
Well, there's lots of advice flying around, and at this time of the cycle, I don't think any party would avoid that kind of scrutiny and that kind of commentary. I think it's very clear in my discussions with rank and file members over the past 3 weeks during this ballot that there is a lot of passion for the Labor Party. There's a lot of passion for our values and at our best what we can do for Tasmanians. That really needs to be the first starting point. We need to listen to the community. We took, I think, quite a comprehensive plan of policies to the last election, which go to the heart of, I think, what the Tasmanians want us to be talking about. The issues that Labor Party people are talking about are exactly the same issues that Tasmanian people are talking about: the state of our health system, the state of our housing system, the lack of infrastructure delivery, and a comprehensive economic policy which does not leave people behind.
So parties, David O'Byrne, parties in Victoria, in Queensland, in Western Australia, in the Northern Territory, are talking about those same issues with voters, and they're winning elections. You're getting further from it every time. What's going wrong?
Well, I think in terms of the relationship we have with the Tasmanian people, trust is crucial. We need to rebuild trust. We've made some decisions, I think, in government. People remember those times that confused people, that worked against our traditional strength and our traditional relationship. We need to listen to the Tasmanian community. We need to work not only inside the party to rebuild unity of purpose and clarity of that vision for Tasmania, but we need to get to every nook and cranny of the community and have those conversations. The business community, small business community, organisations like TASCOS, we need to rebuild that trust and faith.
How did you
and build a consistent protocol.
How did you break
the trust? We can't wait until an election time to run policies. We can't wait to an election time to have that conversation. It starts from day one. There's a range of issues that people want us to talk about and advocate for them. We need to be clear about what we represent and what we bring to the table. And building on our rich history, the Tasmanian Labor Party built the modern Tasmanian economy. We are the party that builds sustainable jobs. We are the party that builds sustainable public services. That's been broken. The trust in that delivery has been broken.
How did it get broken?
We need to rebuild. Well, clearly, at the end of the term of the last government, in difficult economic times, decisions were made, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to rake through the coals of that time. I'm very much focused on ensuring that the traditional labour values, the traditional approach of labour in Tasmania, in building a strong economy and delivering good services, is reignited.
Are you talking about the Forest Peace Deal and the accord that you had with the Greens Or the government that you formed with the Greens?
Well, there's a range of issues. Clearly, when you listen to the Tasmanian people, and we have over the last couple of elections, we've listened. They've formed their opinion on some of the decisions that we've made. We need to own that. We need to understand that, and we need to rebuild. That has to be the work of Labor. They say a week's a long time in politics, so we've got 4 years ahead of us to rebuild that trust and faith with the Tasmanian community, and build a platform that we can be proud of. I think, we need to be known for what we stand for, not what we stand against. And that doesn't happen just in an election campaign. That will take time. And I'm not underestimating the task in front of our caucus and in front of our party. But what I do know is the passion Labor people have for Tasmania. What I do know is the ability of, at the caucus that has been elected, the PLP that has been elected, their passion for Tasmania. And as a team, I know that we can do that work, rebuild the faith with the Tasmanian community, and build a platform and a vision that the Tasmanian community can support.
Your mornings around Tasmania. David O'Byrne, newly elected leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, is our guest this morning. You've talked a number of times about rebuilding trust within the party and within the broader organisation of the Labor Party that saw, for example, decisions like the non-pre-selection of Dean Winter in the lead-up to this last state election, somebody who has now assumed a seat in Parliament. So let's pick an issue. How can the president of the Labor Party, still the president of the state Labor Party, be a person who was considered unfit to stand in the electorate of Clark?
Well, that's a matter, as we've discussed before, Leon, that's been referred to the National Executive. It's a process that I will not be providing a running commentary on. I think there are some serious allegations that have been made, and as a party, we have processes to resolve and work through those issues.
You are now the leader of the state Labor Party. It's for you to lead on this issue. How can Ben McGregor be, on the one hand, the president of the state LP, and on the other hand, not deemed fit to be a suitable candidate to offer himself in Clark?
But it's also my role as leader to respect the processes we have in the party when formal complaints are made. The complaint has been made. It's been referred to the National Executive. I'll be seeking a briefing from the State Secretary about where that process is up to. But people do deserve to be provided with natural justice. A complaint has been made. Decisions have been made. I've not been involved with those decisions. But as leaders now, my responsibility is to uphold the rules of the Labor Party in terms of how processes are played out, in terms of dealing with those complaints. They are serious complaints. They need to be investigated. Natural justice must apply. That is good leadership. That is applying the process that we've agreed to resolve these matters.
Notwithstanding,
and it's not appropriate that I provide a running commentary on that.
This process, Tasmanians will be listening going, hang on, without judgment on any of the issues that were raised, hang on. On the one hand, can't stand as a candidate in Clark. On the other hand, is still the president of the party.
As I said,
should Ben McGregor stand down while this issue is resolved?
My understanding is that he will be doing that until that process is, and it's appropriate that a person should stand aside when these complaints are made to allow it to give that process full volume. And I think that's appropriate. It's not appropriate for me to have a running commentary on that when there are serious allegations made. We have processes that are clear inside the party to resolve those, and we need to allow that to complete.
How significant are the issues within the party that have you defined as this sort of factional hotbed that sees the left dominate and right voices silenced?
Well, I don't think any voice has been silenced as far as I'm concerned. There have been people across the spectrum of the party that have put full volume to their voice in the commentary over the past few months. But I think in any organisation, I mean, you get more than 10 people in a room, you've got factions, you've got people who will work together. It's about how we conduct ourselves. It's about relationships. It's about respect. And I've had some pretty strong conversations over the last couple of weeks in terms of my candidature about what I expect and how we expect the party to conduct itself. It is not acceptable for divisions to spill over. It's not acceptable for people to be treated disrespectfully. And so that is the environment that I want to create. We need to come together. There is so much more that unites us inside the Labor Party than divides us. We need to be focused not so much on ourselves, but on the needs of the Tasmanian people.
Do you accept the criticism that your party is one where moderate voices are silenced?
I don't accept that. I think there are, and it's been very clear through the most democratic process of any party in the country, we had rank-and-file members, over 1,000 rank-and-file members have their say in the leadership of the party. In my discussions with rank-and-file members, the hundreds of discussions I had with rank-and-file members over the past 3 weeks, it's very clear that they are passionate about the cause of Labor. They are passionate about the future of Tasmania, and they've had their voice heard through this process. And again, we can always improve communication across our party. But I know, and I'm in my heart of hearts, I know that this is a party that is inclusive, that does allow differences of opinion. And it's important that those differences of opinion are treated respectfully and allowed to work through the processes.
To paraphrase David Killick in the Mercury newspaper this morning, who is going to take responsibility beyond Rebecca White for successive election losses?
I think we all hold responsibility. It's a collective responsibility of the entire party that we haven't been able to present a united front. We haven't been able to win elections, and win elections not for the sake of winning elections, but winning elections to deliver on good policy, to make a difference in Tasmania. It's a collective responsibility. Yes, the leader at various points takes it on the chin, but there is multiple responsibility. We are a movement. We're over 100 years old. We've always taken collective decisions and taken collective responsibility, but we now have as responsibility. And those people who are providing commentary outside of the party, I urge you to come to me, work with me, work with us to rebuild the Labor Party in Tasmania. It's crucially important that we do it, because we're letting people down if we are not at our best.
Shane Broad, as he was running against you for leader, despaired your ability to adopt policies that resonate in places like Braddon and Bass. Let's pick an example of what policy might look like under your leadership. How will you handle the protest issue that's going on around the Rosebery mine at the moment, the MMG operation that needs to expand and to put in a new tailings dam if it's to continue, according to what the CEO tells us?
Well, of course, that is a key issue. We're very supportive of jobs, particularly on the West Coast, but no industry gets a blank check in terms of their environmental custodianship. So that is a matter that we need to work through with that company to ensure that they get the balance right. But in terms of the policy more broadly, jobs is very important for the Tasmanian Labor Party, but also environmental sustainability is important as well. You talk to any industry that has some impact on our environment, they know that through their markets and through their ability to conduct themselves in a modern economy, they need to be sustainable. And so it's important that the Labor Party, and it's always been our challenge, the Greens will be against everything, the Libs will play, you know, the Liberal Party will play the wedge and go, you know, development at any cost. It's always been left to the Labor Party to balance environmental stewardship and also sustainable industry jobs.
I'm interested in listening to your response there. Are you suggesting that you'll attempt to walk that line, that you think the party needs to walk that line and suggest an environmental management model for the future that is perhaps defined a little more clearly than you have in the past?
Well, I think it's important that we balance those things. It's always been left to Labor to balance those issues. And I don't think we're getting the balance right here in Tasmania at times. I think the Liberal Party play the politics on all of these key resource extraction issues. They play a hands-off role, a laissez-faire sort of role in terms of industry development. And then you have the Greens who will protest. They are the voice of protest. They're not a voice of government. Labor Party has the responsibility to be government, to be in government making decisions that not only ensure that people can have secure jobs and future in their industries, but ensure that we have appropriate environmental custodianship.
So what if a situation arises where it's just not possible to find the land, to find the environmental outcome that allows the tailings dam in Rosebery to expand that basis?
Well, it's not my role. It's not my role to be working on hypotheticals about those developments. We need to be briefed appropriately. We need to get the full information on the table, and we need to ensure that the industries are responsible in Tasmania. And in my discussions with MMG, they are responsible. They are concerned about the future of that community, but they're also concerned about their environmental stewardship as well. Now, we know industry development is not a zero-sum game. There are some impacts on the environment. We understand that. But it's the role of government, and it's the role of the Labor Party to ensure that we get that balance right.
I'm just having a look at some of the texts that are coming in this morning. I'll pick one as an example. David O'Byrne is our guest, the newly elected leader of the Parliamentary Labor Party. Kelly in Launceston says, I was a lifetime Labor voter until they went to bed with the Greens. I don't want to vote Liberal, but while I see the party continue to be led by the left, there's no other option. David O'Byrne is not the leader to bring the party back to its roots. They used to be for the worker. What's your response to Kelly?
Well, I understand that. And I understand Kelly's critique, because that's been peddled in the media and peddled in certain circumstances.
It's used but to no define one complain. You by your opponents.
Yeah, that's
Liberal
right.
Party.
That's right. And no one can accuse me of not being for working people. I've spent the bulk of my working life representing working people, even when I was working at the Beacon Foundation, working with young people between grade 7 and 12 and working with industry, giving them hope and a plan for the future, that when they leave the school gate, they've got a plan. Tasmanian Labor and my values are ultimately at the heart of working people and the communities that we represent. And, you know, words are cheap. You'll see by our actions in the coming months and years what that looks like and what that means. The Greens are a protest party. They're on the fringes of the debate, as far as I'm concerned. Labor Party is the party of government. We have a greater responsibility to manage a whole range of issues, and we'll be responsible, and we will be for working people. But we'll also be for people, if they want to get ahead, we'll give the opportunity. The Labor Party is the party of opportunity. If you want to get ahead, the Labor Party will have a framework of policies that will allow you to do that. But we don't do it at the expense of people losing out. Too many people in Tasmania are struggling to get a roof over their head, to put food on the table, to access good health services. That is a disgrace. That is actually holding Tasmania back. So only Labor can come up with a suite of policies that can not only manage people's aspirations, but also make sure that there is a safety net, and we lift people out of poverty. We give them a chance of a better future.
What role will Rebecca White play in a newly formed shadow ministry?
Well, I'll be having discussions with my parliamentary colleagues over the next couple of days, but I've had a couple of chats with Rebecca about how she sees her steps going forward, and she is an absolute talent, and she'll be playing a key role. But as you would expect, I've got to have some conversations with people over the next couple of days about what role they want to play.
Do you want to stay on as Shadow Treasurer?
That's a matter that I'll talk with my colleagues about. We want to make sure that we line up.
You're the boss now. You get to decide what spoils you take or what shadow ministries you take. Do you want to take Treasury?
There are no spoils in opposition, I can tell you. There are no spoils.
But there is also the opportunity to decide what role you have. Are you saying that you've got to refer it to somebody else to decide if you become the shadow treasurer?
I'm being respectful of my parliamentary Labor Party colleagues. I owe it to them to have a conversation with them about where they want to line up, where they see their skills and abilities. And also I'll be consulting with the business community, small business, large business, community groups, and a range of people about how best we line up our team. And we have a talented team, and I know that if you stack the Labor Party caucus up against the Liberal Party caucus, I back my team and our team every time. So I'll be consulting and working with people to build unity of purpose around not only the shadow cabinet, but also the responsibility we have to keep the government and hold the government to account.
I'm not sure Shane Broad ever really thought he was going to win the leadership of the party when he decided to run against you. He wanted to make a point about the diversity within the party. So what role are you expecting there will be for him in a shadow ministry?
Shane's a talented person. He's got a lot to give. He'll play a key role, as all of my parliamentary Labor Party colleagues. They're a talented bunch, and we need to work through those conversations over the next 24 hours or so, and we'll have more to say about that later in the work, Leon, but he's a good person.
Final question. Let's throw to the myriad texts coming in on salmon farms. I'll pick you an example. People are screaming out for a full review of this industry and a moratorium on expansions until acceptable solutions can be found, yet Labor doesn't listen. Please start to, says a listener this morning via text who I'm thinking put there. Oh, this is from Gary. How are you going to approach the salmon industry? Want to double in size, that's by value, in the next 9 years? How are you going to approach that issue?
Well, the salmon industry is a very important industry for Tasmania. It provides thousands of direct and indirect jobs. And again, it's a big part of the Tasmanian brand. The product that they produce is high quality, and it's something that we can be enormously proud of. But as I said, no industry gets a blank check. no industry should get a blank check. And in my discussions with community groups and also the industry, no one expects that to occur. If there are serious questions and legitimate questions to be asked, we demand answers, and the industry needs to be understood that that will be our approach. But a sustainable industry is not only important for Tasmania, it's important for those companies. If they lose market share, if they lose market credibility, then they don't have a future, and that's not acceptable to the Labor Party. Those jobs are important, and the balance has to be struck. No one gets a blank check.
David O'Byrne, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Leon.
Appreciate you joining us. I'm looking forward to Parliament returning. It feels like a long time after the summer break and then your March election called for May and then your weeks of decision around the leadership.
Well, we've got 2 weeks and then we're off into the winter break again. So this government's legislative agenda is very thin, and they're not showing much of an interest in Parliament.
Appreciate you coming on this morning on Mornings Around Tasmania.